This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Public impeachment testimony before the House Intelligence Committee here in Washington has ended. Democrats argue it strengthened the case against President Donald Trump. But it seems apparent Republicans are fully behind the chief executive. Here's AP's Jackie Quinn.
Dr. Fiona Hill is an expert on Russia who served on the president's National Security Council. She expressed disapproval of how the Trump administration was pushing Ukraine's new president, and she urged lawmakers to stop saying that Ukraine might have been meddling in the U.S. election of 2016.
I refuse to be part of an effort to legitimize an alternate narrative that the Ukrainian government is a U.S. adversary and that Ukraine, not Russia, attacked us in 2016.
President Trump has been part of that narrative. She warns that Russia is currently working to interfere in the 2020 election, and that's where Washington's focus should be.
We must not let domestic politics stop us from defending ourselves against the foreign powers who truly wish us harm.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
With President Trump's impeachment all but certain, the focus will move to the Republican-held Senate. AP correspondent Mike Grossia reports.
The White House and Senate Republicans are preparing for a Senate impeachment trial. Two people familiar with the session tell the Associated Press Republican senators were at the White House Thursday to discuss strategy. One aide says the meeting lasted about an hour. President Donald Trump also had lunch with a different group of Republican senators. On Capitol Hill, GOP Senator John Kennedy told reporters,
"When it gets to the Senate, we're going to do it right.
Republicans control the Senate 53-47. 51 votes are needed to acquit the president in an impeachment trial. Mike Grossia, Washington.
Sydney, Australia remains blanketed in a smoke haze for a third straight day. The landmarks and beaches in one of Australia's largest cities are shrouded with heavy smoke from wildfires burning north of the city. More news at VOA.